I wanted to do something maybe relatively basic, so to go through some basic Yesod and Musar, especially since it's in this week's Parsha, some of the Yesodis. And since I suspect that not everybody knows all the basic Yesodis of Musar. So we'll go over them. The simple question is, if a person has a problem could be either he's doing an aveira he doesn't want to do, or he's not doing as many mitzvahs as he wants to do, right? Whatever it is, right? But a person has an issue. So how does one go about solving the problem? Right? Very simple question. So there were three basic different systems, depending on what school Musar you belong to. Right? There was the what we call the classical Derech HaMusar, which is definitely described in the Kochvei, in the Shavei Or, in the Or Yisrael, from Avitzala. There was the Salbaka system, and there was either the Kelm and the Vardik, for sure, system. Okay. Now, question is, why am I saying this? Where is Salbaka? So why do we need to know all the three systems? So this I said many times, a very big rule. I think I heard this from the Yeshiva, but I can't promise. So all those people that scream at me when I say things I didn't hear from the Yeshiva, they can scream some more. But I'm pretty sure that I heard this from the Yeshiva anyway. That if a person is a gibur, so then it's better to stick to one system, because you stick to one system and you get it right, and you take it all the way to the end until you get a touchdown. But if you're a weakling, which we are, so no matter if you, even no matter what you do with one, you'll, even if you stick with one system, you're not going to succeed with it, because we're not so strong. So you're only going to get halfway, quarter of the way. So now what do you do? So the Eitza is that you borrow a different system. Why? Because the beginnings of each system is easier. That's how it works. Each system, the beginning of that system is easy. It's the end of the system that's hard. It's like you're cutting, I give the mushroom, you're cutting a tree. So, I have my yard. All these, in Florida, that happens that out of nowhere, you wake up one day and there's a tree there. It wasn't there yesterday. Not really a tree, but it's something. So you got to get rid of it. So since I am a weakling, so I take my saw and I start cutting, and I can cut about a quarter of an inch, maybe less, and then I hit, it gets hard, and I can't go any further. I just can't cut it. I can't cut through it. So what I do, I take out the saw and I cut from the other side. And when I get stuck, I cut from the right, there are four sides. And then eventually, and I cut from all four sides, and usually I can just crack it or something, I don't know. But that's the idea. Now, the point is, the beginning, if you would really, the best thing would be just to go straight. You know, if you had a really good guy who knew how to use a saw, you go zoom, you drive straight. But I can't do that. So the same thing. Anyway, so let's go through some of the systems. And I like to tie into the Parsha. And I want to stick, speak about one of the systems, which is really in this week's Parsha. So let's first start with the systems I don't want to speak about. The most commonly known system is called Musar, Limud HaMusar, which is called Musar Bispayis. Musar Bispayis, you read Rabbi Or Yisrael talks about it. The basic idea is that people, a very simple example. Most people would not think of eating chazer. I don't want to say most from people. There are obviously exceptions. But most from people, and if there would be a shida that the food, they come to a place, the guy say, but I'm not sure if the food's kosher, they're not going to eat it. And if they did eat it, they would be so upset, some people would actually vomit. You know, I can't believe I ate that with pig. Right? And run to the bathroom and vomit. On the other hand, Lashon Hara is probably just as chomer of Isra as chazer, maybe more chomer. And we speak Lashon Hara, and I don't want to speak Lashon Hara about the people, but some people, speak Lashon Hara, you know, day and night. And if even a guy who doesn't want to speak Lashon Hara, if he realizes, oy vey, that was Lashon Hara, so his reaction will be, okay, goofed again, and that's about it. Right? It's not the same reaction that when he ate pig. If by accident he was eating food and he found out, oh, that was pig, he'll go crazy. But if he was talking, he said, oh, you know, you just said Lashon Hara. Oh, I did? Oh, I didn't mean to. Oh, okay. Right? So why is that? The answer is because for whatever reason, pig is knocked into our brains. It's like an emotional thing. Pig is disgusting. It's an emotional, somehow or another, it has gone beyond intellectual into the emotions. Pig is, we don't eat pig. Jews don't eat pig. It's disgusting. So if you eat something, you get disgusting, you get emotional about. Lashon Hara is not disgusting. It's intellectual. It's an information. But it's not emotional. So the system, which is the classical Muslim system, is you gotta get yourself emotional about religion. The way they say it is you fight fire with fire. Right? Taiva is an emotion. You want to get a counter emotion. Okay. That's the classical system. The problem with that system is very simple. And it's really from this week's parsha. Is it's a very classical shmooze. It's one of the famous shmoozes in the parsha. That without, I don't want to say spend time. I'm really taking too long. That at the end of Chaye Sarah, you have that when Eliezer tells Lavan and Besuel about what happened with Rivka, so they say, they basically say, Vayan Lavan and Besuel, Vayomer, Me Hashem, Yotza Dover, Nonuchal Dabre Lecha Rao Tov. Wow, that was a miracle. That's amazing. It's for sure. No question. Of course, you can marry her. Take her to Yitzchak. It's, you know, because they got all, we can't, it's not even right for us to say yes, because it's so obvious, it's Rei Hashem, right? About two psukim later, it says they woke up in the morning, and right, the pasuk says, Vayomer Achia Ve'ima, that the mother and the brother said that she should wait a year. So even now, all of a sudden they want to delay it. But Rashi asks the Kasha, what happened to Besuel? And Rashi says, and he died because Hashem saw he wasn't going to send him at all. He was going to say no. And therefore, the only way to get him out of the, he had to get him out of the way, so he had to die. So what happened? The night before, Besuel said, Mi Hashem yasa dover. The next morning, he says no. So the classical Musar answer is, yeah, because emotions don't last for most people. You get emotional, and then you lose it. You hear a very good emotional speech, and you get all excited, and then 10 minutes later, he says, I don't know what hit me, right? That's a good fundraiser. Gives a good speech and gets everyone all emotional, but then, you know, unless you hit them with the money right away, you're not going to get anything, you know. Right away, you'll get a donation. So the problem with emotions is it doesn't last unless you really get deep into the emotions. And to get really deep into the emotions so that it becomes a consistent emotion, like the pig, is very hard. So that's one system. It's a hard system. And especially because it's hard for many Americans, they feel funny learning Musar B'Spaitis and getting emotional. I don't know, it's not such an easy system. Okay. The second system is that almost the opposite, that instead of getting emotional, make it a very, very strong intellectual information and turning yourself into a person who acts on your only functions on intellect. Which is also, I don't have time to go into it. So obviously not so easy, because it means changing your personality. You have to become an intellectual person. Right? Most people, like myself, for most people, right, you know you're supposed to go on a diet, and you go into the dining room and they're serving cake, and you eat it. Say, why are you eating it? You know it's not good for you. It says, yeah, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm doing it anyway. Which means you're not intellectual. If you're an intellectual being, you wouldn't be doing it if you know it's not good for you. So most people don't function.
Is this habaka?
Yeah, this is habaka, but it's hard. It's hard. So habaka's system was that you have to turn yourself into an intellectual person who acts based on his intellect. And everything in life goes through the brain. But it's a very hard system, too. Okay. Anyway, there is a third system, which is the easiest of the three systems, which we also get from this week's parasha. And we'll discuss why Sabaka didn't like it. They didn't like it only because it's unruly. Unruly means it's a hard system. It's hard to use. You're not always able to do it. But if it comes your way, it's the easiest system. We have in this last week's parasha, Vashem Nisa es Avram, right? I think people know, okay, does Yitzhak, someone knows that? Right, the pasuk says, where is this pasuk? Verokim Nisa es Avram, I said Hashem, it's Verokim Nisa es Avram. So all the Rishayim ask the question. Nisa means to test. When a teacher gives a test, it's because he doesn't know how the student is doing. He has to test them. I have to see. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to give Avraham Avinu a test? Hashem knows where Avraham was holding. Hashem knew what level of Yiras Shamayim Avraham had. Right at the end of the Nisaya, that Kedis Yitzchak, the Malach says to Avraham, ki ata yadati ki yiredo kemata v'lo chashak des binchas yichid chetchem. What are you talking about? Hashem didn't know that before. Hashem knows what's in the person. How could Hashem? It sounds like you read the parsha. Hashem gave Avram the test because he wasn't sure what's in Avram's heart. And now when Avram passed the test, it says, oh, ki ata yadati. Now I know, right? Ata means now. Beforehand, I didn't know. Now I know. Right? Going on. Right? We're showing him as the kasha. It's not my kasha. So the general answer, by most, now I can't swear who says the answer. Who the Bawi Musa general answer? The Ramban says something. I'm not sure if he says this answer exactly. Can't say. The general answer the Bawi Musa say is that the test wasn't for Hashem to know what's in Avram. The test was to make it in Avram, because there's a concept called Yaitzim in Akayach Awapayo, which means that when you know something emotionally, but you never act on it, it's not part of you. Till Avram Avinu did this, Hashem couldn't say Ki Ata Yadati, because it wasn't totally true. He didn't have it fully to the extent that he had it later. Before that Kedis Yitzchak, Avram himself was missing. He had it b'kayach, but he didn't have it papayo. And if he would have never acted on it papayo, then he wouldn't have really had it, because you gain something by doing. Doing gives it. It's like exercise. When you exercise a muscle, your physical muscle gets stronger. Right? So if a guy doesn't exercise, then you'll be you end up being a weakling. So you have to exercise your spiritual muscles. So Avram Avinu has a bekayach. Hashem knows he could pass this Nisayan. If Hashem didn't know he could pass this Nisayan, he wouldn't have given it to him. But by passing this Nisayan, Avram crystallized that kayach. Now we have that famous Kayim Velozhin in Ovis and Pirkei Ovis that says Sar Nisyanis Nisu. I don't remember. Avram Avinu, I think. It says that by Avram Avinu passing the Nisyanis, it becomes so much into his being that even it's Yerusha to Klai Yisrael. Right? That's Rav Chaim Velozhin. And why is it, if it was such a hard Nisayan, so how can we see today people that are able to be Oymed and similar Nisyanis? So he says, there's other answers too, but because they got it, once Avram passed it, it became much easier, because it became part of the Teva, became into our being. Anyway, so the biggest side is, this is called Chinuch HaMusar, that when you do something, it becomes part of your being. Now, so that is really the easiest system. If I want to change myself, so just do it. Problem, so why did all the Bali Musa, not all, but Salbaka and standard Musa not hold of this? Because it's not so easy to find the application. For example, if let's say my problem is I'm doing Averis. Right? My problem is I speak Lashon Hara. Now, I only speak Lashon Hara when I'm tempted. Okay, so do Chinuch HaMusar and don't speak Lashon Hara. Well, if I could not speak Lashon Hara, I wouldn't need to do Chinuch HaMusar, right? See, if the other way, I could say, well, go learn Musar B'Spayinus not to speak Lashon Hara. And I can do it right now. But Chinuch HaMusar means practice not speaking Lashon Hara. Well, I can't practice not speaking Lashon Hara because there's no one to speak to now. Now I got right, and as I woke up today, this moment, and I said, you know, I have a problem with Lashon Hara. Okay, so if you use the other system, so you take out a Chavetz Chaim, Shmiras HaLashon, you learn Musar B'Spayinus. You go ahead and think about it intellectually. But if you're doing the Chinuch HaMusar, well, right now I decided I have a problem with Lashon Hara. But there's nothing I can do. How can I do Chinuch HaMusar? And am I, later on, when I'm not expecting it, someone starts speaking to me and I have an opportunity to speak in Lashon Hara, at that moment I forgot that I'm supposed to want to do Chinuch HaMusar, and besides it's a Nisayon. So it's very tricky. It's not so easy to find an opportunity to use it. I once just asked Rabbi Brook, he gave me some answers on that, but I don't have time for now. But the easiest part of Chinuch HaMusar, and Navarik was very big in this system, is on positive. In other words, if let's say you want to work on not speaking Lashon Hara, but you want to work on being a Baal Chesed. So that, it is relatively easy, pashtus. I want to work on being a Baal Chesed. So I can either take out the Sefer Avos Chesed of the Chavetz Chaim, or I can do Chinuch HaMusar. Oh, okay, that's nice. Easy. Ah, that's a beautiful shirt you got there. Right? Ah, I like your haircut. Oh, that was really a good thing you said this year. Okay, just did 3 chasadim. Chinuch HaMusar. Right? So it's easy to, I can always find, but that also doesn't work so well. Right? Even I just did it. Why doesn't it work so well? It works a little bit. We do actually advocate that. When if we do, we'll ever get a vod on working on Chinuch HaMusar, on changing yourself, the one of the things, the yesaidus that we work with, if you're making a project, it's much easier to make a project on improving a positive than stopping a negative. Because for improving a positive, you can use the system of Chinuch HaMusar. But the ma'isa is not as simple as it sounds, because Chinuch HaMusar works really only when it's a big thing, right? I go over to you and it's effortlessly, and I say, "Oh, that's a nice haircut." So that wasn't really Chinuch HaMusar; it was a little bit of Chinuch HaMusar. But the Chinuch HaMusar by Avram was because he did something difficult. So Chinuch HaMusar is, if you do something difficult in the inyan that you want to work on, that makes it part of you. So the problem is, and here's where the big problem is, I think I'm getting everyone confused. The big problem is that we say in the davening, Lodi Dei Nisayon. So if Chinuch HaMusar is only when it's difficult, but we don't put ourselves in difficult Nisayonos. So how can I create a situation of Chinuch HaMusar? It's a catch, right? It's a theorem. To go ahead and do Chinuch HaMusar when it's not difficult, it only has a minor. It does work, but it doesn't have the same effect. To do Chinuch HaMusar when it's difficult, well, usually it's not difficult. Edomai, I'll create a difficult situation. So Navarnik actually did that. Navarnik would go ahead and create difficult situations to put themselves into on purpose. They would go ahead, for example, they told me that Navarnik guys, they would leave the yeshiva and go learn in some other city, and they had no idea where they're going to get any food. That's a pretty hard nisayon. We're going to do it anyway. Right? And we're going to see. We're going to manage. We're not going to drop dead. And we're going to learn. And we're going to do all the mitzvahs. And the fact that we're starving won't stop us, you know. Whatever it is. Now, it's great, but you're putting yourself in a nisayon. Which, what happens if you go and you find that it's too hard and you don't end up learning, you know. So, it was a machlokes. The Vardic Shita was that because of the benefit of a nisayon passing, they actually held you should put yourself in nisayon. Many people did not agree with Navarik. That was one of the big machlokes. But anyway, so I'm losing the point. So what's the relevant to us? And this was the main point I wanted to make. That it could be that we can't do the Navaranic system of putting ourselves in difficult nisyonos. But sometimes Hashem does it for us. Sometimes we have a very difficult nisayon. So when that happens, you have to grab the moment. And you have to be happy, because chinuch hamusar also usually only works when you're happy about it. Right? And not just that you do it, but you do it besimcha. In other words, I'll give you an example. I'm trying to learn basmada. I'm trying to get up for minyan. And now I get sick. And now I have a problem. And now it's so hard. And I made up my mind. I'm going to learn this man b'chavrusa, and I got a chavrusa who got, my chavrusa got sick, or my chavrusa dropped me, or whatever else. And now it's so hard to learn. And so what does the guy say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this isn't fair. I decided to work on this project, and you're making it so hard. Right? It's not fair. I decided to quit this and this Aveira, and Gufa, you made it doubly hard, you know? It's just unusually hard, this Aveira, you know? You create, for whatever reason, the temptation is so great. It just, you know, why it's just totally unfair, right? That's, but what's the real proper attitude supposed to be? The proper attitude supposed to be, thank you, Akash Baruch Hu. You're helping me out. I decided to work on this problem that I don't have hasmada. And the best way, or I decided to work on this problem to stop smoking or to stop, you know, whatever other thing I'm doing. And the best way to stop is when you have a really hard nisayon and you stand up like a man and you say, I'm not doing it. And you're proud of yourself, and you make a stand, because then once you do that, then you think you're going to do it, you know, next time when it's much. If you already were meiser nefesh for, you know, then when it's, you know, if Avram Avinu was meiser nefesh raketes Yitzchak, so you think next time when he has a little nisayon, he's going to be nichsho? I was already meiser nefesh raketes Yitzchak. I'm not going to be nichsho in that. It's ridiculous, right? So when you have a hard nisayon in a thing that you're working on, it's a golden opportunity. It all depends how you look at it. The problem is, we look at things, that's the main thing I was trying to say. After a half hour, I finally got to the point. The point I'm trying to say is that we very often don't look at things the right way. We look at things, and we have tainas. People are full of tainas. They have tainus to the yeshiva and tainus to Rabbeim. Okay, that could be justified. But they also have tainus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not fair. Hashem gave me two hard nisyonos. It's, you know, I made up my mind I was going to be good. And then I get this whopper nisyon. And then I can't do it. Which is almost, so the answer is, of course. But it's not because Hashem's out to get you. It's because Hashem's out to help you. And you have to look at it that way. When you look at it that way, instead of being grumpy and angry, and you're happy, you were just given, It could be if you do it without it. I want to become a Baal Chesed. So it could be if I every day I say to three people, good morning, how are you today? Oh, I make up my mind. I'm going to go to three people and say they have a nice haircut and a nice shirt. It does work, but it might take 5 years to become a Baal Chesed. But if someone comes and asks if they can borrow your most prized possession, and the guy who wants to borrow it is someone who you know is a little whatever, not the guy, your best friend, and he's a little sloppy and a little bit of this, and you know, and maybe then you shouldn't, but if you say, okay, I'll lend it to him, even though I know, and you know, and you do it with simcha, you do it because it's a mitzvah, I do chesed, I'm about chesed, so that's worth more than a whole year of saying good morning to people, right? In other words, a person can make I'm not belittling the other way. Usually we don't have this. So if I want to become a Baal Chesed, I have no choice. What I have to do is a slow approach. I'm going to make a gemach. I'm going to make a, you know, and so that does work. But it takes a long time because, you know, you do. You know, yeah, every day I lend out a pencil, I lend out this, I lend out that. So eventually it knocks into my head a habit that I'm about chesed. Chesed is good, and but if you could do it when it's much harder, and you do it b'simcha, you have to do it b'simcha with a smile, otherwise it doesn't work. They ask this kasha, that the Bai Musar asks this kasha, that the Cossacks, they were the Russian soldiers, they were in the Russian army for 35 years or something, and yet they were known that when they got out of the army, they were the biggest schlumps. So they asked the kasha, and then the army, they were had to be mapped on, you know, if they weren't perfectly dressed, they were shot, basically. So they should have had 35 years of chinuch ha-musar being neat. So they said this answer, that chinuch ha-musar, when it's grumpy, you have no choice. You get thrown out of the yeshiva if you don't do it. That doesn't work. It has to be from yourself. I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I want to do it. I'm happy doing it. But the point I'm trying to say is a very big yisayin. When you have an yisayin, a lot depends in how you frame it. You can look at it and be angry and complain and be grumpy, and there are people that walk around all day complaints. God's Hashem didn't give me, you know, it made life so difficult. I want to learn. I want to do mitzvahs. I want to stop avarice, and Hashem makes it so hard, and it's not fair, and I have tainas. And the other way is looking at it that Hashem is out to help me. He's giving me opportunities to become the Gadol Hador, to go ahead and to jump, to reach tremendous heights. If I have it hard to learn, for whatever reason, so that's a tremendous Nisayan. And if I pass that Nisayan, then that's great. Then I've crystallized this meeting. I want to end with, because I'm over time, Rav Zuckerman, that's how, said this point. A little bit there. He said it very sharply, just the concept. He asked the kasha, which I can't say it's a mukhluk question answer, but his question was, why is it that in Europe, almost all the guys that went to the European yeshivas seem to come out to be gedolim? You meet, I don't say every single one, but a lot of them. You meet in Altamir, he was in Shanghai. Most of the guys who were in Shanghai came out pretty chashiv. Today, there's an awful lot of guys in yeshiva. He says, most of the guys that come in, you know, they don't seem to be so chashiv. This guy could be 15 years in Lakewood, and this guy could be, you know, the real chashiv yeshiva, not just Chavetz Chaim, right? Really. And they come out, and, you know, not impressive. So he says, how come? So he said, this was a vort. He says, in Europe was a very poor society. When you went ahead and signed up to go to yeshiva, it was mesiras nefesh, because there were no positions. You know, people complain in Forest Hills and Queens, there's no position. There were no positions, period, in Europe, because it was a poor country. They couldn't hire people. The positions that did exist paid almost nothing. You read the story of Elchanan Wasserman, was starving. It says in the introduction there that his wife was going to the Chavetz Chaim, that he should tell the Chavetz Chaim that he has to leave the yeshiva because he can't support his family. We're starving. Right? And then she saw he was crying, then because he knew the Chavetz Chaim would tell him he has to leave, so she didn't go. But they were the Gedolei HaDor, they were starving, and how many positions were there? And Rabbanus was only a few yarshin it. And I remember I once asked Rav Plushinsky that it's unknown, he learned in the Mir, and it's a known thing the Mir Bachrim got married in their 30s. And Rav Plushinsky, we used to tell people to get married, I don't want to say when, but relatively young, you know. That was the Israeli Shita a little bit. So I asked him, why does he tell people to get married young? He's a Mir, his Messiah, he get married in their 30s. He says, so he told me, you think in Mir was a hashkafa to get married in the 30s? We got married in the 30s because no one wanted to marry us. Because you were in yeshiva, you had no parnasa, there was no kolos, come on, there was no way of surviving. Who would marry a guy learning in yeshiva? So even though the guys wanted to get married when they were 21, 22, 23, but if you signed up in yeshiva, you knew no one would marry you. Someone else said that even if someone did marry you, it said that if they saw a woman with a handicap, they would stand up for her because she is married to a Talmud Chacham, because those were the only shaduchim that they could get. So there was a tremendous mesiras nefesh in Europe. You know, the people didn't go home. I told the guys, my own father was in America. He stayed in yeshiva for 7 years, so he went home. He went home once. You know, he was from Seattle, couldn't afford to go home. So there was, he said, in Europe where they had mesiras nefesh, so they became great. In America, we don't have harness in it. That's our problem. Yeshiva is too easy. It's too easy to be in yeshiva. So let's make it harder. But we can't. We have to have cake breaks. Right? He says they didn't have cake breaks. And Rav Zaychik, I don't think Rav Zaychik, I mean, it says it's in his sefer. He came to Novartik, so the yeshiva didn't serve food. So they set you up with a family with one meal a day. He went to a family. But they only found him 3 out of the 7 days of the week because they couldn't find people. So 4 out of the 7 days of the week he fasted. And it says, and then in 1 year, the 3 days that he got food, one was Som Gedalia, one was what happened was Erev Hashem, one was Tisha B'Av, not Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur. So he basically went a whole week without any food, you know. But that's okay. So they, when those people became great, you know, it just makes sense. And also it happened, Rosaychik was, they stood him up against the wall to shoot him. Also, that's also why he became great, you know. He was the Russians arrested him. They wanted to shoot him. It was some miracle he didn't get shot at the last second. But he was, I think what happened was that he didn't stand straight, and the guy screamed at him to stand straight. No, that was someone else. It was a different guy. I think that was Rameir Chodesh. Rameir Chodesh was to stand up against the wall. I think in Amerikaj that the soldier who wanted to shoot him told him to stand straight, and he wouldn't stand straight because he wasn't in the mood of standing straight. So he started screaming at him, "Stand straight!" And he screamed so loud that the officer in charge looked out there and says, "Who's making so much noise?" So they all ran away because they didn't want the general getting angry at them. So he just walked out. It's a crazy story. But he also, Rav Zaychik, said they were going to shoot him. But the Maisa, it's part of the problem is that life is too easy for us. So we're not allowed to make, we don't hold to make in the Navaritic Shita of making life hard. Because we don't trust ourselves. But when life does become hard, we got to be happy. That means it's a sign that Hashem doesn't give us any sign that we can't pass. So if life does become hard, it's a sign that Hashem thinks we can pass it. And this is our golden opportunity. And we have to grab Nisyonos b'simcha. And that's where we have your real growth. Okay. Shkayach.